This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The month of March marks the beginning of Women's History Month, a time when there's extra focus on the achievements and accomplishments of some remarkable people. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, has some ideas about how we can honor some wonderful women. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. That's right. Women are making history every day, from politicians like Kamala Harris to scientists like Andrea Ghez, who won a Nobel Prize in physics last year.
In other words, I think of history in the context of a relay race, right? A relay race with each generation running their course and then passing the baton to the next.
Impressive. I have a feeling you're about to tell us where we can learn about more extraordinary women.
How about some queens, warriors, and archaeologists? The Penn Museum is hosting a virtual event on Friday night to discuss the women in the Penn Museum and the archaeologists who studied them. It starts at 7 p.m. and it's just $10. And the museum is encouraging you to order dinner during the event from one of the city's female-owned restaurants. We'll have that link and information on our website, whyy.org/things to do.
Museums and good food, that works for me.
And speaking of museums, the Delaware Art Museum is hosting a virtual event as well. Their Art is Tasty series will focus on the Pat Steer painting, Little Red Waterfall, which is part of the museum collection.
I know her work a little bit. I know she's accomplished, works in abstracts, and she did an entire waterfall series, and she's still going strong. She's got to be about 80 years old.
I always felt that I was the strongest person in my family, not just as strong as my father, stronger than both of them.
She's a trailblazing artist and one of the few women whose work commands seven-figure prices. The event starts at noon, and it's $7.
I like this theme of amazing women, Tanya. Who else can we talk about?
Alice Dunbar Nelson. Now, she was a poet, a journalist, an activist, and a suffragist, and one of only two Black women diarists in the 19th century. More information about her life is available via the Rosenbach Museum virtual exhibit, I Am an American, The Authorship and Activism of Alice Dunbar Nelson, which you can access via their website.
Now, she lived in both Delaware and Philadelphia, and I'd say was well ahead of her time, paving the way for so many people after her. Tanya, you've given us some great virtual options, but now that COVID restrictions are easing up more and more, are there any in-person events on your list this week?
Jennifer, there are definitely positive indicators of life returning as we once knew it. This weekend, you can head down to the Cherry Street Pier for the Artist and Artisans Market. The season begins on Friday. The market will be there every first Friday and third Sunday through November, and there are a lot of female artists to purchase work from. It goes from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
I love that pier, and it's both, you know, indoors and outdoors. Do you have anything else that'll kind of keep us outside?
Since you want to go out, I've got one more. Beyond the Bell is hosting a badass women's history walking tour that tells the story of some of the local women who deserve accolades. Everyone from Hannah Callahill Penn to Ona Judge. Right now, these are private group tours for up to 5 people, which makes it a great hangout for you and some of your badass girlfriends.
I have a few of those. We can substitute it for our usual girlfriends brunch.
But Jennifer, after all that walking, brunch is non-negotiable, so you gotta add that in. Just go afterward.
Well, food and history does seem to be the theme this week, and that's fantastic. I'm okay with that. Tanya, thanks for your tips, and we're gonna see you next week, I hope.
Of course. And anything you've missed, you can find on our website, whyy.org/things to do.